Lynn Parsons Podcast Show 10, the 14th of October 2005.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
That'll be me then. How you doing? Hope you've had a good week. Down the chalet at the bottom of the garden in the dark. And it's not bonfire night yet, but my goodness, the smell of the fireworks and the bonfires in the air. Hope our house is all right. It's looking all right. In fact, the building work, if you'd like an update, they've progressed. There are a few windows in, but the electrician's been in and turned all the lights out. So to get down here tonight has been a fairly precarious operation. We're all covered in mud. We haven't got a torch between us. But we'll probably have a jolly good giggle and hope you will as well. We've got some new listeners this week and we've had some great emails. If you wanted to email, it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. Saying hello tonight to Paul and Andy, Stuart, who contacted us from Florida, Dan in Ohio, and Daniel. Very nice to hear from you. We'll dedicate our first piece of music tonight to you. It comes from Jeff Bird and it's called Elusive Butterfly, not to be confused with the UK artist Val Dunican's version.
Imagination is my friend, because you never give it up in bed. Yeah. Girl, you're 27 shades of grey. Appear in Technicolor the next day. You're an elusive butterfly, and I like to watch you fly, flutter by. You're an elusive butterfly, and I like to watch you fly, flutter. That I would capture you. Your complications make it hard to do. You want emancipation, fly away. Fly away, baby, cause there will be another girl by Sunday. You're an elusive butterfly, and I like to watch you fly.
Jeff Bird, Elusive Butterfly. Really like that. He's from Portland in Oregon, and I dare say we'll play him again here on the show. And I love radio. I really love radio. You can take radio anywhere with you. But as far as television is concerned, I think it leaves a lot to be desired. I have worked in television in my time, but radio kind of has the edge for me. except when it comes to the news. And recently, the pictures that are brought to us, you know, it was only a couple of podcasts ago, we were talking about the terrible situation in New Orleans, which was just unbearable to watch. And this week, the pictures from Pakistan have just been horrendous. And I find myself again just thinking that the only thing you can do is pray in these situations. So our thoughts are with everybody there and everyone that has family there as well. And sort of moving on and looking at a couple of things I found this week on a kind of more amusing level, because you try to smile when all that's going on, don't you? I found a picture that's it's to promote the 2006 issue of the Guinness Book of World Records. And it's outside here in the UK's Parliament Square. And it is a great picture of a Mongolian chap. I'm not going to even have a go at pronouncing his name, but he's the tallest man in the world that we know about. 7 feet, 8.95 inches. All right, I'm not metric, but hey, who cares? And he's teaming up here with the shortest man in the world, who comes from Kenya. And do you know what the shortest man in the world does for a living? He's a professional stuntman. I kid you not. So when it comes to art, I don't know whether you like live art or just paintings on the wall. Can you hear that aeroplane going over? It's flying very low, isn't it? There's a picture in the same magazine of two pigs that are in an exhibition. Should we just wave to the pilot? Do you think that's a major incident? Do you think that's a major incident? I should explain to you, if you've not listened to the show before, we have a neighbour who's a bit of a major. I think he was in the SAS at some point, but we don't ask too many questions about it. And he's got a bit of a tiger moth. And he said if he could get the old bird up, he might do a few traffic reports for us. And Delphine's got a bit of a soft spot for him. So it'll please her if no one else. We're hoping to talk to him in a short while. That might have been him taking off, quite frankly. Anyway, the picture I'm referring to now is in this magazine, and it is just quite extraordinary. I'm not a big meat eater myself. I don't know how you feel on the thing, and I'm not going to stand here and tell you to eat meat or not eat meat. But this is very, very sweet. If you like tattoos, it's two pigs in a cage, all right? And it's a thing set up by Belgian painter Wim Delvoye. It's in Beijing, and they're on display at a modern art exhibition. And they were anaesthetised whilst the tattoos were being done. And the tattoos look very attractive. But, I mean, it's not like the pigs had any say in it, and it's not like the pigs can change their minds about what they want on the tattoos, is it? Still, they won't be eaten. They'll just look very attractive.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn. I'm having a bit of a girly moment, you know. Bit of PMT, hormone imbalance, a bit psychotic, neurotic, a bit crazy, really. Oh, I can't stop eating. I'm as big as a house. I've changed my name to Polly, as in polycystic ovaries. Honestly, my ovaries are just killing me. I think I'm digging escape route via my...
Yeah, I really think that's the major taking off. I'm very worried about that girl. Let's just see if we can get hold of the major.
Traffic update with Major Incident.
Evening then.
I'm getting married in the morning.
Hello, Major. Are you there?
What? Lynn, dear girl. Can barely hear you above the tiger moth.
Yeah, well, I have to say, we heard you taking off. We've only got the link for about a minute. How's the traffic looking then, Major?
Oh, yes. Top-notch takeoff, thanks. Left the ground at Fair Oaks around 1700, wind 6 knots from north-northeast. Visibility, good, but partly cloudy. What? Temperature, 13 degrees. Oh, and stable.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but what about the traffic?
Oh, yes, I know. I was surprised too. What?
Sorry?
Oh, well, her husband's only been gone a couple of weeks, and the old trout at number 42 has gone right ahead anyway.
What's she done, Major?
Oh, I agree completely. Why she thinks that the new pink striped curtains somehow compliment the olive-coloured carpet is totally beyond me. What? Oh, no. Oh, she's clearly lost her marbles.
So what are the roads doing?
Oh, well, I think I stand quite a good chance of getting the Alfred P. Doolittle part. There's auditions next week, you see, so I'm just practicing the songs. Oh, it'll be absolutely wonderful to be back on stage. I miss it awfully. Oh, did you ever come and see my Pygmalion?
Oh, we've lost him. That's it from Major Incident. We didn't quite get a report on the roads. Maybe we need rescuing.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy. And this is my sports report. Football. World Cup qualifiers reached their climax in Europe this week. England beat Austria 1-0 and Poland 2-1 to finish top of Group 6. Poland also qualified from the group. The other qualifiers from Europe are Holland, Ukraine, Portugal, France, Italy, Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia and Sweden. The Czech Republic, Turkey, Slovakia, Switzerland, Norway and Spain will contest the playoffs, with the winners going to Germany next summer. Also qualified for the World Cup are Angola, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Togo, Tunisia, Iran, Japan, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Costa Rica, Mexico, USA, Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador and Paraguay. Tennis. Tim Henman's comeback ended in the second round of the BACA trophy in Vienna, and Rosetsky also lost in the second round at the Kremlin Cup in Moscow. Cricket. Don't forget Australia versus the rest of the world test match started today in Sydney, Australia. Congratulations to Andrew Flintoff and Kevin Peterson for their Player of the Year awards. So that's it from Sportsboy. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Sportsboy. I see that the hiccups disappeared because we were a bit worried about those earlier on, weren't we? Yes? And you sound like you've got a bit of a blocked up nose. I think honey for you before you go to bed tonight. What do you reckon? And I wanted to ask you something. Do you fancy when the sort of sport gets quieter, certainly as it gets colder, going out and doing a few jobs for us? For example, the Science Museum have got an alien thing on. Do you fancy going and looking at a few aliens at the Science Museum?
I might.
Well, perhaps we could do that. We'll have some arrangements. But it's over the fence for you then.
Okay,
off you go.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
like that a lot. Butterfly Catchers from here in the UK, and that track, Wake Up. I feel a bit of a theme developing here, because earlier on we had an elusive butterfly, but the third track tonight has nothing to do with butterflies. Do you know, I heard someone say the other day that on... Oh, no. Here we go. Come in. All right, come in. Mind the mosquitoes. It's so warm out there. Do you know, weather report-wise, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Delphine and Henri.
I've had conflicting...
Have you heard a weather report this week?
With loads of weather reports.
I know there's lots.
It's sunny, it's rainy, it's windy.
And they're saying they're having to be more cheerful as well. But could I just say that I've had two conflicting weather reports this week. One said it was going to be incredibly warm until Christmas, which means lots of mosquitoes.
Oh, we like that.
We like that. Well, yes, but you'll need lots of insect repellent on
no,
you.
No, they don't bite me.
Okay.
They bite her.
And you don't worry about that,
huh? No.
Are you looking a little bit flushed tonight, Delphine? Is there a reason for that?
Oh, well, one more than normal.
No,
maybe
more
she's
than
had
normal.
A few more bites than normal, huh?
Yes.
A little birdie tells me that you're starting to learn to drive. Is that right?
Oh. Who has been talking?
Actually, it was Henri again.
Oh, no.
Don't tell him a secret. He can't keep a secret at all. And is Henri teaching you, Delphine?
Well, he is trying, yes.
Yes, it is not the...
It's not a good thing to do, is it? Take someone you love out to learn to drive, because quite frankly, you end up slapping one another at some point,
well,
don't you?
Well, it is very difficult because she tries to kill me all the time.
No, I think that we should perhaps drive a stake between you at this point.
It is not my fault, Del... Henri, I almost said Delphine there.
Do you know, the last time...
My hand is always on the...
Handbrake.
That's it, the handbrake. It's like this.
Last time I spoke to someone that took a test, because it's all changed since I took a test many years ago, and you have to do a written test as well. And I've got a highway code here, and I don't know if you've managed to study it yet, have you?
Oh, I read it every night before I go to bed.
Do you? Well, in that case, I think we'll do some testing. This is a highway code test.
Oh, you are naughty.
Of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. This is Who Wants to Be a Driver. Are you ready, Delphine?
I am quaking in my little boots.
And Henri, feel free to jump in if you think she needs rescuing.
Okay.
Question one. It's multiple choice, Henri.
Go on.
Delphine has passed out. If you break down on a motorway and your car... carries a warning triangle.
Yes.
It should A, be kept out of sight in the car, B, be placed 50 metres before the obstruction, or C, be placed on your head.
Oh.
If it is her fault, it should be placed on her head and she put 50 yards behind the vehicle.
Oh, you know, let me have a think about that.
I think
it might be A.
A?
A?
Tell you how you're doing later.
Now, this is what you put your duster, you fool.
Okay, question two, we'll move on. Immediately after joining a motorway, should you A, try to overtake, B, apply some lipstick, or C, keep in the left lane?
We are driving in the UK, my dear.
Okay. I would say keep in the left lane.
Yes.
Okay.
I would overtake.
Question three. Thank you, Henri. When passing animals, you should A, stop and wave them across, B, slow down or stop safely, or C,
B, you need B
that
now.
Was B, slow down or stop safely, sorry. C, stop and pinch a feather.
You know how much I like feathers.
That would only work for chickens, would it not?
Yes, it would, not very good for dogs.
You put your foot down and go foof.
A, B or C?
I would say... Oh, I think B, maybe.
Okay. So, question four. I'm marking as well. That's why I'm not very quick on this. On driving school vehicles, Delphine, L plates should be A, kept spotless with a regular application of Mr. Sheen polish. B, removed or covered up when the car is not being used for instruction. Or C, displayed clearly front and rear whenever a learner is driving.
That's if I may say so, that is a trick question.
I'm Oh, I'm torn between two, but I think I will go for C.
I go for all three.
Thank you. Question five. I'm very confused now. When you see a pedestrian with a guide dog waiting to cross the road, should you A, always stop and wait for them, mm-hmm. B, keep going cautiously, or C, ask them whether they require any home cleaning services?
I don't know what you think, Henri.
Well, one always has to drum up the business.
Yes, so. I'm going to go for C.
Okay. I'll let you know exactly how you've done on our special quiz tonight. Who wants to be a driver? After this word.
You have one message.
Hey, you. I'm not crazy. I've just been in a very bad mood for 30 years. Ooh, chocolate and crisp. Mm-mm. Fish and chips. Yum, yum. Oh, Galaxy Minstrels. Gotta go. Oh, by the way, it's Polly. Bye.
Delphine, you'll probably want to know your results, won't you?
Oh, yes, I will.
You didn't do too bad. Where's Henri gone, then?
I have to go and powder my...
How you say? Nose.
Yes. He's too polite.
Absolutely. So you did not so well on the first question.
Oh.
The answer was to keep out of sight. Well, the question was, if you break down on a motorway and your car carries a warning triangle, it should be kept out of sight in the car when not on a motorway.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've got that right, do you? Shall we move on? You got question two right. Question three you got right. Question four you got right. And question five you didn't get right. When you see a pedestrian with a guide dog waiting to cross the road, you should A, always stop and wait for them. Keep going cautiously. Well, you should keep going cautiously. Is that really the answer? I think you should stop and wait for them. But it says here that you should keep going cautiously. You said ask them whether they require any home cleaning services. I thought you couldn't fit anybody else in on your books all buffed up.
There is always time for more clients and customers.
Is this true?
Oh, Lynn, that was much, much fun. You know, Lynn, I will be, how are you saying English?
Oh.
For my test, I'll be really...
Well prepared. You won't be very well prepared, will you?
No, I should be the new Michael Schumacher.
Delphine, just tell me a little word with you.
Yes?
How did you feel about hearing the Major on the show tonight?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that.
He was wearing leather.
Was he really?
Oh, he was. I could smell it.
Oh, you have a very acute... What's the word?
Sense of smell.
That's it.
I'm going to have a wee naughty gnome now. Would you take your feather duster somewhere else?
Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck with the driving. Oh, do you know? Goodbye. Delphine has gone. Naughty gnome, are you there?
Hello, my darling. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. This doesn't sound like a transatlantic call, though.
Pardon?
It doesn't sound like a transatlantic call, this.
No, well, It wouldn't be, no.
Where are you then? Come on.
Well, you know where I was last week?
Remind me.
I was in sort of the Blackpool area.
Oh, yes, you were. Because, of course, it was the party conference.
But this time round, what I did was, I thought, well, I'm not coming all the way back down to London again. Because there's got to be, there's an airport in Manchester, so I thought I'd do that one. But so I went to Manchester, and suddenly all these people started turning up. And they had these, red and white scarves, and I thought...
Hey, Manchester United, is that Manchester United football?
I thought so, but they were speaking this very foreign language. And I thought, well, I know these United supporters get about a bit. But they had these, those sort of, dragons and things and... their names were skis and...
Hang on a minute, like it was not Chinese New Year, is it?
No. No, actually, I tell you a little secret. I know it was actually Jewish New Year not so long ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, so do you know, I'm not across it. Honestly.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's my mind of information for you, but let's get back to what I was doing. You see, so I thought, well, all these people are foreign. You see, so maybe I should follow them and see what they're up to.
Yes.
And so
Naughty Gnome, can I just say in advance, the planes are flying very low tonight, and I think we're just about to hear the Major land. But do keep talking, sorry.
Well, I heard him take off.
Have you lost the thread of things now?
I think he needs a very big airfield, because I don't think he's the best pilot in the world, if you understand my meaning.
Don't tell me that, because I'm in the chalet, which is just about 2 inches from where his nose will come when it finishes on the ground, so to speak.
Oh, well...
Listen, we're a bit short of time, Naughty Gnome. Could you get on with it?
Well, OK, I went to this old place, you see, and I followed all these funny talking ski people, I tell you what, it was very exciting. There was this Swede with funny glasses, and there was this lots of sirs, you know, famous people like that. A chap who used to comb his hair over his head. He was a sir, and it was all very exciting. And there's this little ball they kicked from one end to the other, and it turned out that it was a World Cup qualifier.
Oh, for goodness sake! It was England.
Oh, was there.
I'd completely forgotten that. Oh.
And I watched the England players, and there's that lovely Mr. David Beckham.
Yeah, but he didn't play, did he?
He was there.
Oh, he was watching, was he?
Yes.
Did you have a word with him?
No, I couldn't get near him.
I spoke
to the next smallest chap in the area, a chap called Whitey Phillips.
Oh, yes, you know, I'm in there. Wright Phillips, yes. Is it Ian and Wright Phillips?
Pardon?
Is it Ian Wright Phillips?
No. I think it's Sean. Okay. He's an Irishman.
Look.
Only colourful Irishman, but he's an Irishman.
No, I don't... Anyway. Listen. Right. Naughty Gnome, you know how much I love you.
Yes.
I am going to move you on, though, because I don't know that much about football. Did you pull your pants down at the England game?
Well, there was this rather strange Danish referee, so he was very tall, so I sneaked into behind him and, you know, just gave a little wave to the crowd.
I am a little bit worried. I am going to get rid of your Naughty Gnome. I can see the tiger moth coming into land, and quite frankly, it's a... Well, everybody duck!
The hardest part about you and me is that I know someday I'm gonna break away from you. The sadness is the only thing that is left of you. What will I do when it's gone? Brand new start.
From California, Randy Coleman and Goodbye Renee. I thank you for your company this week, particularly if you're a new listener. If you'd like to email us, it's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. The website address, lynnparsons.net. And some of the music played on the show, you might like to know, is from the Podsafe Music Network. You can check that out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself. Oh, and one last thing. If Mr. Curry of Guildford is listening, this is for you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, it's Polly. Can you hear me? I have to shout because I'm on the naughty spot and I can't get to the phone. Oh, I think I've been watching too much Nanny 911 and Super Nanny. I had a real temper tantrum. Those children are so naughty. In the end, I just put myself on a naughty spot. I've been on a naughty spot for 112 minutes. Well, they say that you should put the child on the naughty spot 1 minute for every year, or every year of their age, or whatever. So I added up my age, which is 100, and then I added up my mental age, which is 12. So I was on there for 112 minutes. Bye.
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.